Spring has come. Ellen G. White. Spring has come again. The earth has thrown off her white shroud, and nature is waking to life. The birds are returning to cheer us again with their happy songs in the glorious sunshine. All, both young and old, should be in the open air as much as possible. Those who are in health should share the benefit of employment in the open air in order to keep well. But above all, should invalids who have been unable to breast the chill winds of winter make the most of these spring days of beautiful sunshine and be out of doors all that they can and rejoice with the happy songsters in the prospect of approaching summer. Those who cannot walk without great fatigue should ride out. Those who can engage in light employment should do so, for the muscles will be strengthened by exercise. Work out of doors, you invalids that can. But at all events, do not remain shut up in your houses. Walk out, ride out, and if you can do no more, sit out in the open air, where heaven's breezes can come to you in their freshness, and where you can view the sunshine and shadow upon the face of nature. The trees, shrubs, and flowers will soon be attractive to the eye, inviting all who delight in the beauties of nature to enjoy life out of doors. The flowers and green foliage have not appeared, but Mother Earth has thrown from her bosom her white mantle, and she even now bears a cheerful aspect in the bright sunshine and shadows. All should now seek employment some hours every day out of doors. We have not now the bracing air of winter to stimulate the system. Many will feel a sense of languor. They will feel indisposed to exercise or to engage in labor which requires exertion, especially if their employment has been sedentary. Such need the vitalizing out-of-door air. This will be a more safe and successful tonic than any drug that physicians may prescribe. Every family should have a plat of ground for cultivation and for beauty. Parents, a flower garden will be a blessing to your children. Your daughters would have better health in working a portion of each day upon the shrubs and flowers than the delicate employment of embroidery and crochet which confines them indoors. Your children need active exercise in order to be healthful and happy. Parents, it will pay to expend a small sum yearly in purchasing flower seeds and shrubs. We have purchased these of James Vick, Rochester, New York, and have ever felt more than satisfied with the means we thus invested. You should help your children to arrange their gardens tastefully, and then assist them in planting their seeds and shrubs. Fathers should take an interest in these things for the benefit of their children, if they themselves have not a natural love for them. My husband takes as great a pleasure in my flower garden as myself and my children do. Frequently, when he has had hired help, has he left his labor and set all hands to work in preparing my plat of ground in order for my plants and seeds. This manifest kindness and interest have encouraged a love for flowers and plants in the minds of our children, and many hours have they devoted to the pleasurable exercise of the cultivation of these flowers, which they might have spent in exciting amusements and in questionable society. We can all take pleasure in beholding the many beautiful varieties of opening buds and blossoming flowers of every description and hue, which our Heavenly Father has created for the happiness and benefit of His children. It is God's design that we should love the beautiful in nature. He made a garden for our first parents, and there planted with His own divine hand the trees for usefulness and ornament, and the beautiful vines bearing fruit, and the lovely flowers of every variety and color. This was for the pleasure and happiness of man. If parents would more closely follow the example of their Creator in this respect, I believe they would have less trouble in bringing up their children to usefulness and happiness. If parents would encourage their children to love the beauties of nature, they would throw about them a safeguard to preserve them from iniquity prevailing among the youth.
Parents can associate God with the works of nature.
While beholding his works, the beautiful trees and plants and flowers, they can awaken an interest in their young minds for the glories of heaven. By making home and its surroundings attractive, they will lessen the desire for exciting pleasures and amusements which are injurious to the physical, mental, and moral health of children. You can beautify your homes with fruit trees and shrubs and flowers, and encourage in the minds of your children a love for these things. You can teach them in relation to the better life by connecting the beauties of nature, so marred and imperfect and short-lived, with the never-fading and immortal beauties of Eden restored. You can unite with nature's your lessons of the love and mercy of our beneficent Creator, who has given them all these things for their happiness. You should seek to draw their hearts from nature up to nature's God, and connect the mercy of God with the morning light and the glories of the setting sun. His mercy is seen in the musical, murmuring streams, and even in frowning storms. Direct their minds to the mercy of God in the summer's heat and winter's cold. We can trace before them the mercy and wisdom of God in the falling of the blessed rain to refresh and enliven the parched earth and vegetation, and direct them to a love and wisdom that is infinite. Young hearts will respond to such lessons as these, and parents will be blessed in seeing the fruit of their labor in the physical, mental, and moral improvement of their loved ones. Ellen G. White.